Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 13th, 2014-15. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the late novelist Chenjerai Ihobe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or at www.voashona.com and at www.voandebele.com.
It's not easy for a man of that caliber and that age to decide to move and live elsewhere, you know, abandoning this beautiful home, beautiful family, beautiful friends. But it's all much deeper than just a simple question of just packing your bags and go. It's a lot of political statement behind it, and there's a lot of political complications as well.
His literature has had great impact, especially when it goes out to narrate stories of ordinary people in Zimbabwe. And even before that novel, his poetry, very powerful, describing the colonial era, describing the liberation struggle, the suffering.
What he wrote for me, reminiscing about his visit to North Korea, it's so well done. I remember saying to him, this should be a book. I think we'll see what we can do about that.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. And this is Live Talk. This evening we are talking about the late novelist and poet Chenjerai Ihobe.
Some of his novels include Bonds, published in 1988, which focuses on the differences between colonialism and Zimbabwe's independence from British rule. The other novel is Masimba Avano, literal meaning, Is This the People's Power? This novel got him noticed by the ruling elite as he questioned most political processes in Zimbabwe.
Ihobe received several awards over the years, including the Zimbabwe Writing Award in 1987, the Noma Award for Publishing in Africa in 1989, and a German Africa Award for Freedom of Expression in 2001.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number, once more again, 001-202-619-2077. Gibbs.
Yebambe mahlabezulu lingalitshona njani khonapho lapho likhona ngemakhaya thina ngapha lojonga ayi siyaphila sibili ngiyathemba ukuthi uyaphila mfowethu.
Ah, ngiyaphila ndoda.
Ye, kunjalo mfowethu.
Ye,
sizwile ke ukuthi umnumzana ke Ihobe kaseko ubhubhele khona ngale ke eNorway. Abantu sibili bahlulukelwe ngokubhubha kwakhe. Ubhubha ngesikhathi ehlala emazweni. Siyakwazi ukuthi wabhala sibili amabhuku amaningi kakhulu. Elinye langikhona libhalayo ngelithi Bonds. UBonds lo ungani kwakugcwele uluju phakathi. Wayekhuluma ngokuningi okutshengisela ukuthi kambe ngesikhathi se-independence uhamba njani, njalo kathesi sokunje kuhamba njani.
Anzinezro nanasi.
Ehe. So khonapho ke abanye basebesithi ndoda lo into azibhalayo ungani kuhlokoza nje okungani kufihlwe emfihla ngale. So ke wasephuma wayahlala ke emazweni atshiyeneyo ke kathesi ukuwabuya futhi lakhona phe States nje wahlalahlala mpitshana. Ye, so ke ulala ama-awards amaningi azuzileyo kodwa abantu bathi kubuhlungu ukuthi indoda leyo isibhubhile. Kunjalo futhi
ndizozo amawadiwa nasi tiri kuchema pamwe chete nemhuri yekwaHobe nekushaya kwemunyori Mhane Mukurumbira Chenjerai Ihobe anga ane makore anokwana kuita makumi mashanu nemapfumbamwe kana 59. Ihobe akashaika nezuro kuNorway kwaanga achigara mushure mekunge ati dzimwe nguvawo muupenyu munosangana nemamhingaidzo kana zvimhingamupinyi zvakaita kuti anga achibuda munyika achinotsvaga upoteri ari kuNorway. Asi nyaya hombe ndeyekuti vana veZimbabwe tarasikirwa. Vakawanda vakaverenga mabhuku aHobe uye vakapangwa mazano naHobe, vakawanawo zvechimwe chete nechiviri chekunhonga kubva mabhuku avo. Tine mabhuku ane Mukurumbira, bhuku Ihobe Gibbs runonzi Bonds, kuita rimwe runonzi Masimba Evanhu runonzi Raitariso kuti Masimba Evanhu vari kuwana masimba avo here. Zvinonziwo zvakazoita kuti anga achitarisiswa kuti manyorero ake angananganda nekupi. Asi nhasi tiri kunyanyotarisa nezveupenyu hwake zvaakatipa sevana veZimbabwe nezviri kuwanikwa muupenyu asisipo atisiya.
Ye, uichaya kahleke jonga kona poke mfowethu. Ye, right now we've got two guests that are on the line. First of all, we've got Mr. Elvis Mare, who is the director of the National Arts Council. And then we've got Mr. Stephen Chifunyise, a former education permanent secretary and a writer. Mr. Mare, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, how are you?
Oh, very fine. How's Harare?
Harare is fine. And it's just cold these days. And we are so sad that we lost two prominent writers within a space of a few days. And the other writer passed on just a day after they were buried. One of the other. So we are really very sad.
Very sad indeed. So, Mr. Stephen Chifunyise, are you on the line? And good evening, if you are hearing us.
Good evening. Good evening.
Sorry, we've heard that, you know, one of the top novelists is no more. So what can you say about that?
Well, for me, my association with Tendera was that he was the editor of my first publication of a collection of plays, which is called Medicine for Love, when he was working for Mambo Press in the early 80s. He is a person who saw my collection of plays, and he felt that they should be published, that they would have a market, and they would be playing with the Melbourne Theatre. And he assisted me in making sure that the plays would be acceptable in terms of the format and other things. So I owe him a lot because he is the one who introduced my theater publication in Zimbabwe. I had done a lot of theater before, but none of my plays had been published.
That's good to hear.
Ndizvozvo Gibbs Manzwa vamari vachitaura kuti tarasikirwa nevanyori vaviri mumwe munyori akashayika Svondora Pera ndi Freedom Nyambaya vakawanda vaimuziva ainyora anga ari murwiri wehondo yerusununguko airwirawo kodzero dzemadzimai munhu anga achirwirawo kusununguka kwevanhu vachizvishandisa kuburikidza nekunyorawo muzvinyorwa zvakasiyana siyana vamari mataura pamusoro pekurasikirwa uku imi muri mukuru wesangano rinoona nezvetsika nemagariro zvii zvamungataurira vana vezimbabwe
Ndinofunga chii chatingangotaurira vana vezimbabwe ndechokuti rufu harujairiki vamutukudzi vakaimba vachiti rufu ndimadzongonyiso kureva kuti kana tichishaikirwa nevanyori kunyanya vane mbiri nemukurumbira wakadai wanga uchiita kuti nyika yedu yezimbabwe izikanwewo senyika nenyanzvi dzinonyora zvinhu zvinokwanisa kusandurwa nokundoiswa mitauro yavamwe kureva kuti tinofanirwa kuti tishande kamwe chete tichiri vapenyu tichiita kuti nyika yedu ibudirire saka sevanhu vanoverenga mabhuku sevanhu vakaita sana senzira iyoyo tinofunga zvichangobatsira kuti tirangarire mabasa anoita maartist nokuti tinoziva kuti nerimwe zuva tinogona kunge titi tiri navo ende tarasikirwa naFreedom Nyambaya tarasikirwa nachenjera yehove panguva duku zvino zvinonetsa kuti hatizivi kuti chakwanisa kuzovatsiva here munyanzvi hwavanga vanahwo asi tinongotenda kuti ibasa ravatisiva kuti
Thank you so much. Stay on the line. Gibbs is bemoaning the loss of these two prominent writers. Freedom Nyambaya, she was 57 years old, and she hails from Uzumba. Many people know about UMP, and she is from there in Nyadiri. And then Chenjera Uwe in a spate of a week. And I think Nyambaya was buried over the weekend. So it's a great loss to writers.
Yeah, very, very great loss there, Chonga. Let's hear an interview that was done by, you know, Blessing Zulu of VOA Studio 7 with Mr. Chenjera Uwe.
So Ali Mazrui wrote a novel in which he was accusing Christopher Okibo to say, you are a writer, you had no business going to fire guns. You are supposed to be an artist who should observe things from a distance and write. And it was a big controversy, that book.
Is it not said, though, that he died in exile? He was banished from going back to his motherland after he wrote critical articles against Idi Amin and the Kenyan government?
I don't think he was banished. He just chose to leave because the atmosphere wasn't conducive to his intellectual freedom. He left, and then he was in high demand in universities in the United States and in the UK. And at home, he would have been teaching at Makerere or Nairobi University, where the president would interfere with his intellectual freedom. So he left when he came to Zimbabwe, and he said, I want to have a place where I can have my intellectual freedom exercised to its maximum.
There, that was Mr. Chenjerai Hobe speaking with Blessing Zulu. You were talking about, you know, Mr. Ali Mazrui, you know, the academic, top academic who actually died in exile. So the irony is, he was talking about one guy, a top writer as well, who died in exile, and he has now died in exile too. So this is really sad.
I can understand that. Hongo vatereri apo tangatichi kunzwisai izwi rava Chenjerai Hobe. Painterview yavakaita nemushandi weStudio 7 Blessing Zulu vachikurukura pamusoro pemwe munyori aive nemukurumbira akashaikirawo ari kunze kwenyika Ali Mazrui vachitiwo zvakaita kutanga achibuda kunetsa kunenge kuchiita zvinhu munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika semunyori aipikisa kwete kungobata futi kuti unge uchipikisa asi aipikisawo mukunyora imomo zvinove zvaitikawo kuna vahove vashaikawo vari kunze kwenyika
ye lapo ke Zulu kandaba sizweke umnumzana osichiyeleyo umnumzana uhobe ekhuluma ke lo Blessing Zulu khonapha Studio 7 babe khuluma ke ngodaba lwa Ali Mazrui. Ali Mazrui ngubaba othanda amabhuku kodwa wabhubha ke elokhu wathanda lawo amabhuku, so kazange abuyele elizweni lakhe njengoba laye waye ku-exile. So bekhuluma lapha uChenjerai Hobe esithi kumnyama kakhulu ukuthi lapha-ke umnumzana uMazrui sefele la egangeni like nguye osemane wafele egangeni futhi khona ngale-ke eNorway. Ngawe wathi iZimbabwe ingaphi bezikhangele eNorway kukhatshana baba. So ufele sibile endaweni engani khatshana kakhulu. So let's get back to Mr. Elvis Mare and Mr. Stephen Chifunyise. Just briefly, Mr. Chifunyise, you know, how is the pain of, let's say, such a top writer dying in exile?
Well, the Chenjerai Hobe and the Freedom Nyambaya were great poets. They are people who have made young writers appreciate the genre of poetry. Mm-hmm. And for those that have studied poetry at school, those that have read their poems, they see a great appreciation of poetry telling a story, a historical story, a story about history of the country, a story about the liberation struggle, and the struggle of the people in their daily lives. So when you have such writers, they make such a genre very popular. And one of the most popular genres in our literature is poetry, even though there are not many who are fortunate to have poetry published. So these two writers will be for making.
Yeah, your phone is getting a little bit cut off. Can you be in one place, sir? I think the phone is getting a little bit cut off. Now I can hear you.
All right. I'm saying that they have made the genre of poetry very, very popular.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Mr. Mari. Briefly, we know that there are these pains of most African writers dying in exile. You know, what do you think about that?
Well, remember, we may not have all the details in terms of them going on exile, but the fortunate thing about artists, as far as we are concerned, is that it's not about the person as in terms of the artwork, it's about the art. And with Chenjerai Hobe, his books remained in Zimbabwe, and many people reading, and that's the art that will remain well after we are not able to speak to him. So as far as the National Arts Council is concerned, we think we may not be
clear in terms of the reasons why certain artists may decide to leave the country. But what is pleasing in respect of Change Rights work is that they remain available, and for those that were interested in reading his poems and novels, they were still able to read them. And some of them remain in the school and education system. And we think we need to take pride in the work that Change Rights left for us.
Thank you very much.
Gibbs, we have two writers. Not writers in terms of Mr. Owe and others, but listeners who wrote to Studio 7.
Yes.
The first one is Enos, who says, what he wrote mirrored society, and this angered the ruling elite. He exposed the vices which the ordinary man was afraid to speak against, and as such, became a sworn enemy of the regime. He showed that the pen was mightier than the gun. Characters like Wowe are rare gems which are difficult to find and replace. It's a pity he was not given an opportunity to mentor young minds. Then comes Alfred, who says, it's a great loss to the Wowe, family, a blow to the entire Zimbabwean nation, African continent, and the whole world, as his writings never berated everywhere. He's one of the most refined bolt from the blue literary paragons to come out of Zimbabwe, whose writings always needle-poked the thin-skinned, nefarious reigning regime. Change Rights was an advocate of people's power, which saw him hounded out of his motherland by the self-centered genotretic for his freak national views. You know, he wanted to say, I think, for his frank national views. The youths of Zimbabwe should take on the baton from the fallen hero and march on with the fight for a free country. His writings are a testimony of his hero status, and no one gloss about that. May the Lord, our creator, be with the whole family in this dark hour. Rest in eternal peace, uncle. I think... It's a long letter.
That's it. Very long, but incisive.
Yes.
So, Lam Chunga, I think we are joined by our third guest, and that is Mr. Albert Nyati. Mr. Nyati is a poet and musician. Mr. Nyati, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. What can you say about the late Wowe? Can you hear us, Mr. Nyati?
Vamari muchiri parunhare ka? Tinoziva udzamu hwezvinyorwa. Chinhu chekuti kana makore akawanda sei akadarika, zvinyorwa zvavahove zvinoramba zvichiwanika muupenyu. Tichitarisa nezviri kuitika munyaya dzekunyora pari zvino. Mungaona here ramangwana rezvinyorwa zvavo richitariswa kurarama?
Hongu tine matambudziko pari zvino munyaya yezvinyorwa kuti tine vanhu vazhinji vari kutsikisa muchihwande mazvinyorwa zvevanyori vakawanda wanda. Asi zvakanakira chinhu chezvinyorwa kutsikiswa kwazviri kuitwa nembabva mumastriti nemumisha inogara vanhu. Ibasa rinogona kudarika kana tichinge tashandira pamwe chete sevanhu veZimbabwe. Sandinotenda kuti pari zvino pane bumbiro ratingati culture policy iri kugadzirwa, iri kubata zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo kuti tiwane nzira dzokuderedza. Tinoziva kuti mbavha hadzigoni kuti tidzidzise pasi pedenga, asi tinokwanisa kuderedza kuti zvinyorwa zvakaita sezvana Hove, zvana Freedom zvikwanise kuramba zvichitengwa, zvichiunzawo chouviri kumhuri dzavo dzakasara, pamwe chete nokuramba dzingodzidzisa nokuumba nyika, pamwe chete nokutisanganisa nedzimwe namamwe marudzi, nokuti mabhuku iwayo anotaura nezvinhu zvomuno muZimbabwe zvinoita zvakare kuti vari kune dzimwe nyika nemamwe marudzi vazive nokutionawo kuti tiri vanhu vanokwanisa kuitawo zvinoremekedzeka pasi pano kunyika. Saka ndinofunga kuti ramangwana rezvinyorwa rinongoramba riri rakakosha, nokuti hatikwanisi kubvisa zvinyorwa izvizvi zvakasiyiwa nevasakabvu zvakangotisiya izvo.
Thank you so much. Rambai hanyu muri parunhare. Gibbs, vamari vari kuti he is saying that though Pyrus is threatening these artists' works, but at the same time, that's one vehicle of also conveying the works, because you pirate my work, you sell it, still you are publishing my work on my behalf. But though
even if you're stealing it.
Yes, but I'm losing out on the financial gains, but the works will remain. And he's saying he hopes that at least the families will get something from the late author's works, and also at the same time nurture whatever talent there is. Yeah.
I think in terms of pirating, we know that the Access of Information Protection of Privacy Act, you know, it has got a provision where it says if ever you pirate anyone's business, you are bound to be jailed, you know. So I think that's the only positive maybe kind of provision in IPA. As far as journalists are concerned.
But dambudziko nderekuti zviri kuteerwa here mutemo uri kuteerwa nekuti tinoona dzimwe nguva vaimbi kana vanyori vachizopedzisira vatora mutemo wekusawo maoko avo wavana munhu ari kutengesa basa ravo votomubata ivo kutozviwa naye kuenda naye kumapurisa. Kurakidza kuti munhu akutozviona kuti hapana zviri kuitwa, rega ndiite ndegai. Wotakura munhu avo svikoti kumapurisa, ndamuona ari kutengesa maCD angu kana kuti ari kutengesa bhuku rangu.
It's like kuti purisa riti ufiwe robwe munhu
unzenda unouya nemunhu
wangu chaka. Yes, kulume lawe ke baba Nyati wasizwa katesi
kularile katesi.
Yes, so ndela mbijana ifoni yakho baba uyangizwa kuhle kodwa.
Okay, yangikhona.
Ye, ungathini ke ngokubhubha kwa mnumzana uHobe baba?
Mina ngibuhlungu kakhulu ngoba umuntu lowo sasizwana kakhulu kusukela kudala ngisagqoke i-school uniform ngisuka koBulawayo ngisiya Harare ngilanda ama-meetings eZimbabwe iZiwu Zimbabwe Writers Union ngilabo babo undaba ezihle sigogo labo mama uDoris Ndlovu labo mama baningi nje abathiyene umthandazo uNdema Ngwenya. So ngihamba ngigqoka i-school uniform ngilanda ama-meetings eHarare yena wayengu-chairperson uMusa Emurazimunya engu-secretary general. Ubaba lo meant so much to me.
Angakhunjulwa njani manje? Angakhunjulwa njani baba Nyati?
Mina I think uba wenze ngotshenjela ihobe kumele simkhumbule ngemisebenzi yakhe yayimihle. Ngikhumbula wangibhalela ngathi ngibhuku lakho kwakuthiwa Red Heroes of Hope and wasengibhalela he autographed my work and he wrote something like, and I still think I remember the words, something like the struggle flowers when victory calls, something like that. I was so touched. He was so humble, and in terms of humor, I haven't seen anyone like that. He was so humorous. But a child appears. I want to know a child appears. What the hulala ne yom? Ekshegis. I want a child appears. What the hell? No, I liked. I think I may have stolen something from him. His simplicity, but having some very deep meaning. You will remember that the song I Will Not Speak is actually his work, and I popularized it. He gave it to me to popularize, to work on in terms of music, but I Will Not Speak. And I worked on it, and I can't remember the year really, but it's way back, late 90s. Right. He's the initiator of the work. I merely changed a few things here and there. I really adapted it for music, but that's him. And the last time I was with him was in London. I was invited by BBC in 2002. And had fun together at Hilton Hotel, but we were invited for a program, an hour's program on BBC, you know, talking literature.
Oh, so hold on there, Mr. Nyati, stay on the line. You are hearing what he's saying.
Yes.
He literally inspired Mr. Albert Nyati.
Yes. During his school days.
Yeah,
during up to
his,
now.
He used to go to Harare wearing a uniform.
Yes.
And he would, you know, enjoy his company and inspire him, write a lot of stuff, give it to him. And, you know, Albert is saying his song, I'll Not Speak. He took it from him.
Yeah, I remember. Attending the writers' workshops, and Owe was one of the people that when he goes on the podium, or then you make sure that your rib cage is strong.
That's right.
You crack it.
Yeah.
Yes, he was one of the best people when talking. Yeah, you know. So that is what he used to put in his works too.
So and, let's go. So let's go to Mr. Chifunyise. Maybe. You want to ask Nshona?
Ndofunga vachifunyise mumwe wanyori vaizikanwa nanhasi kana vachiri kuzikana nekunyora nyaya dzemitambo. Vachifunyise, tataura nyaya yekuti vazhinji vari kuita dambudziko rekutorerwa mabasa avo nevanotengesa migwagwa nevamwe vanoitawo zvakadaro. Imi semunyori, zvii zvamungataurawo tichitariswa kuti ndomukana yatine tatowana yekuti tinge tichikurukurawo nemi.
Nyaya yepiracy nyaya inonetsa chaizvo. Gore rakapera yonai 2014 takawana mukana wekuwana mari kubva kuUNESCO kugadzira National Strategy on Copyright. Hatiri kutanga iko zvino kuti ine mastrategies achatibatsira chaizvo kuti titange pamwana achienda muchikoro kuziva kuti intellectual property chii. Kuti kana achiona munhu achiita piracy intellectual property woziva kuti uyu munhu imbavha. Saka strategy yachona yadotangwa kuti iite implement nemaministries akasiyana nemarighters nezviri copy zimbabwe copyright and zvinyora zimbabwe music writers association. Saka we are fighting that issue yemapiracy. But ndokutenda kuna chenjera ina freedom. Zvimwe zvinhu zvavazvisanzvinovakuti vanhu vazive Tenzirai was one of the founding members of the Zimbabwe Writers Union. Ndiye atanga akamirira kuti union yachona ipo kuma1990s. Then ndiye akatanga kuisa PEN International muZimbabwe achibatane nemarighters enyika dzose dzapasi anga represent Zimbabwe PEN International. Freedom nyambaya ashaika anga ari executive committee ye Zimbabwe Writers Union. Zimbabwe Writers Union yanga ichinetseka mazuva apera aya kushayiwa mari yekuti vanhu ifambe zvakanaka, asi aibva kumhangura achiuya kuzoita misangano nemamwe marighters yeZimbabwe Writers Union muHarare achitirisa mari yake. Aifunga kuti marighters association ane simba yekugadzirisa vanyori kuti vave vanhu vakasimba vanotengesa zvinhu zvavo zvakanaka vachabatira mhuri dzavo nezvavanowana kubva kuzvinyora. Saka vanhu ava vaviri vakabudisa nyaya dzemaassociation neinternational link federal and freedom yambaya. Saka iko zvino tiri kuramba tichiita nyaya iyoyo yekuti maassociation edu atamba akakura achive nesimba rokuti tinogona kugadzirisa zvinhu zvedu zvevanyori muno muZimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chifunyise. So now what we are going to do is we are going to take a small break, a very short break, and wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners, and we are now streaming live. If you want to join the show right now, just link into this kind of link, www.voazimbabwe.com. For Mr. Elvis Murray, Mr. Stephen Chifunyise, and Mr. Albert Nyati, hold on please. This is Gibbs Dubai in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.
Wongu vateriri rambai mwiripo asita kuenda pa online munopinda pa www.voazimbabwe.com kuti muzwe chirongwa tinoramba tiinemi anemi ndini Jonga Kandemiri.